Well, we've had great trades, fantastic results, big movements on the charts, and last week's non-farm payrolls, I was bang on. Let me share more information with you right now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here. Welcome along. I'm from the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 14th of February, and it's Valentine's Day, so I hope you're having a fantastic day with your loved ones. I want to talk about some really good trades that have occurred this week, but before I jump into that, I must tell you about last week's non-farm payrolls. You see, I make these videos on Friday morning, my time, and so when I was making last week's video and podcast, that was 16 hours before the release of the non-farm payrolls, which is Friday morning US time. That's early hours of the morning New Zealand time on Saturday. So I was a long time before the announcement when I made that prediction on last week's video to say, according to what I could see on the charts as a technical trader, it looked to me like the US non-farm payrolls were going to be worse than anticipated. And that's exactly how they came out. In fact, the result was 40% worse than anticipated. The anticipated result was around 185,000 new jobs created for the month. The actual result came in at 113,000 jobs. So a huge difference there, 40% reduction from the actual to what was anticipated. But the great thing is, as a technical trader, is that we could see these, or the likely result of that news announcement, and more importantly, the likely direction some 16 hours prior to that announcement coming out. It was almost like staring at us, glaringly obvious on the charts that was the likely outcome. So I just wanted to let you know there that you don't have to wait around for those news announcements and big spreads and things like that, because the charts were telling us well in advance what the likely result was going to be and the likely direction. And of course, it worked really well. So onto the charts themselves this week, we have seen that US dollar continue to fall following on from that non-farm payroll announcement, that poor results for the US jobs. We've seen the British pound being very strong this week. We've also seen the Kiwi dollar and also the Canadian dollar to a lesser extent, but also those showing strength. And gold and silver have continued to climb all week. The euro is the interesting one this week. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we had a big reduction. There was a bit of a clue on Tuesday with a pin bar showing on the daily charts. The price then fell on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it just completely reversed and it's pushing back up again, looking to continue from what I can see right now. Today being Friday, I'm looking for buy opportunities on the euro US and sell opportunities on the US Swiss franc. And right now, as I'm looking at the charts, that to me seems the likely direction, but the British pound and Kiwi dollar overall definitely being the big movers of the week, pretty much straight up day after day. As a result of that, I've had a really good week on my own personal trades. I'm up over 3.5% right now for the week, and that's trading with only 0.5% risk on any trade. I'm up around just over 1% for the week on the daily charts. A breakout strategy that I use and teach my clients has made 0.5%. And the 4-hourly charts, I'm up around 1.8% so far for the week. So all up pretty much around a 3.5% gain with very low risk. And I've still got some trades open behind me here. Two trades still open from today's day charts and two trades still open and looking really good on the 4-hourly charts. Both involve buying the British pound. And so they're ticking along nicely behind me. So this week I haven't had a lot of time personally to trade really shorter time frame charts. But all up, if I was to put a time figure on the amount of time I've actually spent actually trading, I would say it's probably under looking at charts and taking the trades, probably 2 to 3 hours this week tops. And still I'm up at 3.5% for the week. So when you get trades like that on those longer time frame charts, they don't involve sitting watching your charts all day and night. You don't have to do that. I just like the daily charts and the 4-hourly charts. I haven't even taken very many trades on any of the shorter time frame charts. In fact, my hourly charts this week, I'm just about to break even. I'm a slight positive, but nothing very much. So the longer time frame charts for me this week have been the real money-making trades. Also interesting to note on the strength and weakness analysis that I place out there on my site and on Forex Peace Army each day. Now, they're not specific trades, as you would know, only my clients get those. But even so, I've still had 18 of the trade suggestions close the day in the anticipated direction, as opposed to 10 which have not. So even with those free posts that I place on my site and Forex Peace Army every day for you, there's still some really great opportunities to trade in the direction of those anticipated directions. And so if 18 out of the 28 have ended up closing the day in the right direction, you can be sure that if you go down to the shorter time frame charts, there's great opportunities there trading in the likely direction. Also, I had feedback from someone on Forex Peace Army. I don't know this person. They're not a client of mine, but just using my daily suggestions, this person said they made 6.7% on one day this week. That's an incredible amount of money for one day. I don't know what their risk is, but they were using my suggestions, placing their own trades in the anticipated direction that I'm talking about, and they made 6.7% in just one day. You know, that's twice what my bank will pay me in 1 year. And this guy's made it using free suggestions just in one day. So great trading there, and it's really pleasing that, you know, people are making some great returns from the help that I put out there. That leads on to one last thing. Don't forget to sign up. There's a heap of free things on my site. Of course, there's the free calculator, there are free webinars, and I've also now had chapter 6 of my Forex journey book, From Dairy Farmer to Forex Trader, has been released. So you can, of course, get that chapter by chapter. One has been is being released each week. There's probably going to be around another 10 weeks there before the book's completely finished. But you can watch that on video, on PDF file, and on audio MP3. So have yourself a great weekend. Once again, don't forget Valentine's Day. Make sure you look after the special one in your life, and I'll talk to you this time next week. Bye for now.